Hi, this is Barry Donovan with First Impression Warrior. Thank you for joining us. First Impression Warrior is designed for you, the warrior that's on the front lines creating great first impressions for your clients. Whether you're a graphic designer, freelancer, whether you're an agency or a print shop, we're here to help you grow your business. Now, let's get right to our podcast. Today, we're going to talk about part two in our three-part series on tips to enhance your face-to-face networking efforts. In part one, we talked about preparing for your networking event. The following tips that we're going to talk about are about what to do when you're at the event. So the first thing is show up. Alexandra Linyard, co-founder of the 1218 App team, says, showing up is the first rule, and she's absolutely correct. If you commit to an event, don't let the voices in the back of your head or other priorities stop you from attending the event. Networking is an important part of your business strategy. Make it a priority. For sure, make it a priority. Don't put it off. Next, when you're at the event, turn off your phone or put it on vibrate. Technology has turned us into a quote-unquote, I have to do it, deal with it, reply to it, get back to them now society. Our cell phone or mini computer is never more than 3 feet away, and we feel compelled to act as if it's, well, we feel compelled to act at its beck and call, actually. So chances are that you get a call while you're talking with someone, that call can wait. However, if you're expecting a call, let the person know ahead of time and excuse yourself. Otherwise, don't answer the call. You can always check your phone before meeting with the next person at the event. The next item, get the lay of the land. When you enter a room, stop and take a moment to observe the layout and activities that are taking place. Is there anything interesting about the place that might be good to mention as a conversation starter? Are there food and beverages being offered? If so, use that to your advantage in your conversation starters. Are there any individuals not engaged in conversation? If so, go engage them. Be proactive. Also, scope out high traffic areas like the bar, the main entrance to the room, and any food areas. Next item, be proactive and initiate contact. Remember, everyone is at this event to network. So don't be shy about initiating contact. Use the conversation starters mentioned in the previous podcast, or just simply ask, may I join you? What brings you here? Have you attended this function before? So don't be shy doesn't mean being rude. If you're encountering a group of three or four people, wait until you've made eye contact with everyone in the group and a couple of them have acknowledged your presence before speaking with them. Also, don't interrupt or approach two people who are in a conversation. Next, be present and make the person you're speaking with feel special. Being present means focusing on the person you're engaged with and avoiding all other distractions, such as looking away to find your next target. Remember, body language is also important. The best way to naturally maintain good body language is to listen. Smile, stand up tall, nod your head to show you're listening, and maintain eye contact at all times. Also, show the person you're listening by repeating something they said or asking them a question about the subject. For example, now Bob, let me ask you about the school you mentioned earlier. Notice I use his name Bob. Make it a habit of repeating the person's name several times during the conversation. This does two things. It shows you're present, and it helps you remember their name. And besides, everyone likes to hear their name, right? Next, be positive and upbeat. Enthusiasm is contagious. Be upbeat, passionate about both your business and what the person you're talking to does. Be positive and avoid negatives as they turn off people and actually they reflect quite poorly upon you. Also, avoid talking negatively about others. Don't get caught up in gossip and in those types of activities. It just reflects poorly on you. Next, be a connector/giver and find some mutual benefits. So being open-minded and curious about mutual benefits will help both you out. Think a little bit outside the box to find ways to connect the person you're talking to with someone you may know or someone you know who knows someone. Follow me? Be a giver first. Don't chase connections. Let them come to you. Remember, the person you're talking to has their own network of contacts. These are people you could potentially do business with, but first you need to establish trust. After that, one of the best ways to establish trust actually is to offer them something and then follow through on that offer. If you don't follow through, you've just wasted the opportunity to create that trust. It can be as simple as sending them a link to an article on a topic you discussed and promise to forward them. Another way to do this is to introduce them to the person that you may know at the event or people that you may know at the event you're currently at. By doing that introduction, you're adding value. Next item, and very, very key, don't pitch. Don't be that person who shows up at a networking event and tries to sell their product or service to everyone and anyone who will listen. This is the fastest way to turn people off and get a reputation that they'll actually have people avoiding you. You want people to be attracted to you and not running in the other direction. These events are a first step in getting someone to know, like, and trust you, so a long-term, mutually beneficial relationship can eventually develop. So don't pitch. You can tell your story though, but be yourself, okay? We all have a unique story to tell. So when it's your turn to share, be yourself, tell your story, and not a story that you think they want to hear. Whether you used a canned 30-second elevator intro or something else, it is important to come across as genuine and passionate about what you do. Remember, be upbeat and enthusiastic. In part one of this series, we talked about your story and your elevator intro. So if you want to learn more about that, go back and listen to part one of this podcast. Also, here's some homework. If you don't have a story already, outline one right now. Next item, sit with someone you don't know. If the event has a sit-down portion, perhaps there's networking before a dinner and a main presentation. Sit down at a table with people you don't know. Don't go sit down with two people that you showed up to the event with and you've known for 2 years. That's not going to do you any good. This gives you an excellent opportunity to meet several people in a very short period of time. Remember, you're sitting at a table of eight people or seven people you don't know. You're going to introduce yourself to all of them. The people, who knows, the people to your left or right offer a chance at prolonged conversations as well, depending on the program at the networking event. Next item, move around and be active. Your time is very valuable, and you only have a limited amount at the networking event to meet those key people that you identified. Again, we mentioned this in the first podcast. So be very disciplined with your conversations. Meet someone, learn a little bit about them, determine if they can help you and you can help them, and then move on. Don't spend an inordinate amount of time with one person. And watch out for people who tend to hijack your time. You should strive not to hijack others' times as well. And when you're disengaging from a conversation, be polite. Use phrases like, I don't want to monopolize your time, or I see some other folks I need to speak to, or it's been great chatting with you. I would like to continue meeting some other folks. Now, here's a great place to introduce them to someone else at the event. And again, this makes you look good and gets you on to your next person that you're trying to speak with. If you feel it's advantageous to both of you, then you should do what I'm going to talk about in the next item, and that's to set up a one-on-one meeting. Like I said, if you find someone that you click with and you feel a mutually beneficial relationship is possible, Don't leave the conversation without doing the following three things. 1, exchange your contact information. 2, clarify how the person prefers to communicate with them. Is it phone? Is it email? Is it text? And 3, set up a next step. It can be contacting them to set up a one-on-one meeting. Now, if you're at a regional or national event, you can't meet in person, perhaps you could do a phone call or a Skype call or a FaceTime call, something like that. And then check your meeting calendars right then and there and book that one-on-one meeting. Remember, you're not going to click with everyone, so don't feel bad about that. So these are some things that you should focus on when you're attending the event, when you're actually at the event. The next part, part 3 of the series, is coming next week. We're going to talk about what to do after the event. So thanks for listening and have a great week. Thank you for listening, and please share our podcast with others if you found it of value. If you're interested in learning more about our platform, Businessware, a platform that allows you to host, manage, and publish your custom-designed digital business cards, please visit visibledigitalsolutions.com. Thank you again, and go make it a great first impression.